When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Let's begin with the thought leader conversation this morning. John Horton is here. He's the vice president and residential sales, senior residential sales manager for the Chicago region at Associated Bank. We'll talk a little bit about mortgage rates and other things this morning. John, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good to see you as usual.
Let's talk about mortgages.
Let's do that.
Now with rates going up, what should we be doing if we're thinking about maybe getting a mortgage to buy a house? Anything, any planning we should be doing?
You know, like we've talked about in the past, it's advanced planning. You know, there's a couple things you can do. Rates, they're saying, are going up. Historically, though, believe it or not, they're below average. 1979 to 1990, they were above 10% for each and every one of those years. They eased down to a range from about 6 to 8% between 92 and 98. So this 5% threshold, and when they talk about rates, people usually, the benchmark is the 30-year fixed on conventional. It's just kind of a tone to set. So approaching 5, most likely will be 5, depending on what the market does. As you know, it's extremely volatile, but 5% is still historically low. Depending on your age, you may have never seen 5%. You may have never seen a pager or a payphone either. Mm-hmm. So it could be, it could kind of get your game moving. But as we've talked about before, I'm a firm believer in the back to the basics, the conversations, the pre-approvals. Don't get caught off guard when you're looking at a home. You find out it may be more than you need. It may be more than you can afford. So have that conversation with your banker over at Associated. Get all your paperwork lined up and then go out and see your realtor. Make sure, put yourself at ease a little bit.
I come from the generation. I remember when I was a kid, my parents, their mortgage was in double digits.
Oh, absolutely.
In the late 1960s and early 1970s.
Yeah, so it's nothing new, but it is if you haven't seen it before.
How is business? I mean, we've heard all kinds of different anecdotal pieces of information about whether or not business is up or steady or lower. What are you seeing?
You know, it's interesting. I always say business is up to the salesperson, similar to a car dealership or anything else that you're selling. It's a commodity. It should be really basic. We have some lenders that are having their best quarter ever. We have other lenders that are really struggling. And what I tell the lenders is it's really time to fine-tune your game. You know, business, the way you approach it, the way you need to work your sales calls and build your centers of influence are a little different. Your phone is not going to be ringing off the hook. This is the time you need to stay involved with your realtors, with your builders, with your attorneys to really let them know that it's not as bad as you hear on the news, and it's definitely doable, and banks are still lending money.
You mentioned the 30-year fixed. If we're going into the mortgage market, getting ready to buy, should we be considering a non-fixed rate, one of these adjustable rate mortgages?
You know, it depends on what your plans are. We do have a lot of clients that come in and say, hey, you know what, Johnny's going to school in 3 years. We're going to move in 5. Let's do a 7-year ARM. Because what that does, Johnny goes off to school in 3, it gives you a cushion of 4 years to really decide what you want to do, not worry about the sale of your property, not be up against the gun in 2 years. So depending on your plans, you do have people that are closer to retirement. You know, I'm going to retire and move to Florida in 5 years. Give me a 7-year ARM. I'm going to move in 3 years. Give me a 5-year ARM. Rates can be drastically different. And again, a lot of people don't understand what the adjustable rate mortgage is. If it's a 5-year ARM, 3-year ARM, 7-year ARM, that rate is not going to move for that time period. Once that's over, it can go up or down, maximum of 2%. So my advice is if you know you're not going to be there in X amount of years, get a couple more years under your belt and do the extended ARM so you're not really pushed to sell or make any rash decisions.
Yeah, because when that's 5 or 7 years is up, it's up.
It's up. And it and the way the market has gone, and again, no one can predict where it's going, but for years it was going down. You know, I had a client for years and years, every year he was in a 3-year ARM, started at 5%, obviously, years ago. When it reset, it went to 3. It reset the following year, it went to 2.875. That same guy right now, if he had that issue, his 3.5% would be way above 5. And that might take you out of qualifying for your refinance. Mm-hmm. Because if your rate is that high, obviously your principal and interest are going to adjust. Depending on where you live, your taxes may go up. So there's a lot to factor into it, which kind of goes back to let's have a conversation before you do anything.
If my plan is to buy a house this year, and you've mentioned, and we've talked to you on the program about rising interest rates, with that coming, should we maybe consider speeding up our plans? Is that an option? If we let's say had a plan to do this in January, Should we be speeding it up now to beat more interest rate hikes?
If you're in a position to do it, I'd advise it. You know, there's a couple ways to get around it. I shouldn't say around it, but I mean, if you have the cash, more cash to put down, a lot of people want to leave it in the banks because as you see mortgage rates going up, your deposit rates are going up. So people are making more on their money market, on their savings account. But to offset that, private mortgage insurance is put on your loan if you put less than 20% down. If you can peel that cash away, put 20% down, you won't have mortgage insurance, so you might be able to afford a little more. There are a lot of grant funds out there. Associated Bank has numerous grant funds. Certain townships and communities have grant funds that unless you ask them, they're not going to tell you. So the money you're putting down plus your grant funds, gifts from parents are another upper. Gifts from relatives are another great way to do it if you have a relative that can give you a gift to avoid your mortgage insurance to help you get a better rate. The thing you don't want to rush into if you have a credit issue is rushing into it with a credit issue. You know, credit scores affect your mortgage rate. If you know that you're going to buy a house in April, but you also know that you have a credit score that's not where it needs to be, work on that credit. It's going to lower your rate, give yourself a little bit more buying power.
Let's talk first about asking for help, asking parents or grandparents. What are the rules for gifts now?
The rules are it's a gift. They need to sign a letter saying this is a gift and repayment is not expected. Mm. Obviously, if repayment is expected, it's a loan. We have to work that figure into your debt ratio.
Okay.
They do paper trail it. So if your parents were going to give you $30,000, they're going to want a bank statement showing that there's $30,000 in that account. They want to see the transfer. They want to see the deposit. A lot of people don't want to show their parents' bank statements. Well, then you're not going to get a gift because we need to make sure there's no fraud, that everything is in line. It's going to be underwritten properly, just like we do for everybody else.
People don't want to show their bank statements. Those are kept confidential, though. It's not you can go to the clerk's office and get that, can you? I mean, that's all
no,
private,
No, that's
right?
completely yeah, private. Right. And once it's in, there's no paper documents kept. Everything is scanned. It's not floating around the office.
You mentioned credit score. I know we've talked before, but remind us again how quickly you can fix a bad credit score.
Depending on what the issue is, if it was falsification for reporting, let's say Macy's knocked me 30 days late, but I have proof that I actually paid it. You can then deal with Macy's directly, who deals with TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, to adjust it, can be adjusted within 30 days. There's also something called a rapid rescore. If you pay off a medical collection, if you show proof that you weren't late, you can go to your lender and see if they will do a rapid rescore, meaning it's scored a little quicker than it would be instead of waiting for the first cycle to go through the next month.
I found a story on Forbes about parents who give their kids the gift of an actual home. Great parents, I think. But the story talked about how actually helping them get a mortgage would be a better gift. Why would that be?
You know, I'm not a big fan of parents giving their children homes because that really puts me out of business. But if you do have a parent like that, we have seen that in it, and it's just called a private mortgage. Everything is recorded. It's on a loan. They can actually put it on their credit bureau. It protects the parents that if the kids stop paying, the home is still in their name. So obviously getting your attorneys and getting everything else involved. Getting them a gift of a home is great. Giving them a gift of a down payment, some people do prefer because the kids really want to have that sense of home ownership. But what you're finding is a lot of these kids, adults, want to live close to their parents. A lot of parents live in neighborhoods that those kids right now cannot afford. So that's the big push. They want the kids close, the grandkids close. Kids can't afford that steep of a mortgage payment, so they work with them. Interest rates entirely up to the parents. So where you're seeing 5% right now, if it's more manageable for the child to pay 3.5%, fit the payment, you're good to go. So it's a little bit easier lending terms.
What kind of credit, how do you collect on that credit if you're the parent? Do you send somebody over to knock on the door?
I'm seeing there's not a lot of credit reports pulled on your kids.
Yeah,
I think that's a big trust.
And foreclosure would happen how?
That would be horrible. If you just go to your room and your mom and dad sleeping in there, you know you're kicked out of the house.
We talked about all the different things you could do. You mentioned the credit score. How big of a problem is mortgage fraud these days?
Oh.
People actually lying on their mortgage applications.
You know, we always like to trust everybody, Steve. It's amazing with that internet that seems to be so popular lately. You can go on the internet now and you can go to a site and they will make your pay stub for you. They will give you a phone number so when the bank calls to verify your employment, it's going to that company. That company will verify your employment, and they just made the bank statement. It's free.
Wow!
And the What they do is they say it's for novelty purposes only. I think that's their way out. Mm-hmm. The other way to do it, if you don't have enough trade lines on your credit report, they generally like 4 active trade lines to get a credit score. You can build credit if you show, you know, your car payment, a reoccurring bill that you can go ahead and take care of. But what they're doing now is there's websites that will sell you trade lines. They'll sell you trade lines to put on your credit report showing perfect payment.
Wow.
It's going to boost your credit. Kind of goes back to the I like to talk to you on the phone, see your face, shake your hand, because banks verify everything. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac require certain things. If you have stellar credit, a good down payment, and everything else is in your corner, they may not want to see a pay stub. They may not want to see a bank statement. So if you're fixing the fraud to make yourself look really good, Fannie will buy that loan, simply meaning we underwrite under Fannie Mae guidelines. Fannie Mae will buy that loan. Mm-hmm. If Fannie Mae does investigation to find out that loan is a fraud, the bank has to buy that loan back. Banks do not want to buy those loans back. So I think it's gone up, I want to say 22% in the last 2 years, just because it's so easy to type in, make me a pay stub, or whatever it is. It's unbelievable. Absolutely incredible.
Do you have to play detective, don't you? I mean, are there certain questions that you can ask people when you have that face-to-face meeting to kind of catch them up in this?
You know, there's a lot of, and it, you know, I always tell people it's not your grandmother's mortgage. You know, you walked into the bank, you shook a hand, and there was a check in your savings account to go buy a house 50 years ago. We do tell people when you're coming in now, be ready to provide documentation. And they'll say, I didn't do it 5 years ago. They'll say, I've been a customer of Associated Bank forever. We very much value those relationships, but you're back to fair lending. I need 2 pay stubs. I need 3 months bank statements. I need 2 years tax returns. So, you know, the number of cases that are seen, I don't know. I know it's gone up, but underwriters really will underwrite the file with a fine-tooth comb. People need to be ready for it. When we come back and ask you for more documentation, don't complain because it's just going to take you longer to get your loan. We need to treat everyone fairly. We want to make sure you're not a victim of fraud. And really, for Associated Bank, it's making sure the customer's protected.
You were right on the 22% figure. Some of the states with the highest mortgage fraud are New York, New Jersey, Florida, Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California. Not Illinois, though.
You know what always amazes me where they come up with these states, and it's not like they're in one central area. They're kind of dotted all over the country, and I couldn't tell you why, but it's everywhere, but I think the jumps, obviously, in those cases are a little bit more. The other big part of fraud is if you are buying a non-occupant home, if you're going to rent it out, down payment is 25%, your rate's a little higher, industry-wide. People will say they're going to live in the home. Say you're renting an apartment, and they do that so they can flip it. So their down payment's going to be less, as low as 3.5% with FHA, 100% on VA, or whatever you want the down payment to be after that. So they'll say they're going to live there. They'll buy it. They won't move in. They'll flip it for a profit. They'll come back and do it again. So they're renting, so you can't prove that they have another home. So that's another real big issue. They're saving on the down payment, and they're saving on the rate.
Is this a white-collar crime? Is this something that if it happens... like, for instance, your places, do you call the state's attorney or the prosecutor, and is this a jail kind of thing?
I would call our legal department and stay out of it, only because when it comes in on the sales end, we'll originate it, we'll have the conversation, we'll put in the loan, we make the relationship. After that, it goes through the processing, underwriting, and closing. Post-closing, we'll probably one that will follow up on it. Fortunately, Associated Bank's credit and issues are minimal, as far as I know. Because if they do start cropping up, we'll definitely get a call. Because it could go back to that referral source. Who's that realtor? Who's that builder? And is that something that's going on? But luckily, I haven't got that phone call.
Is this a case where the person committing the fraud could go to jail?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. I mean, you're fraudulently. And then that's why I don't understand. It's literally, you can go on and they'll send you a pay stub. Somehow, they have to have a hell of a legal team saying, we got you covered. Yeah. But they're saying, we'll make you a pay stub and we'll verify your employment.
Wow.
Yeah.
John, how can people get in touch with you if they want to have this conversation one-on-one?
A couple of different ways. My cell is 630-915-5288, or you can reach me at john.horton, H-O-R-T-O-N, at associatedbank.com.
Good chatting with you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, man.
John Horton is the Vice President and Senior Residential Sales Manager in the Chicago region for Associated Bank. It's our Thought Leader Conversation. We do it every Thursday here in the Opening Bell. You can find more of our Thought Leader Conversations online at WGNRadio.com on the Opening Bell page and over at Associated Bank as well.